This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Student loan debt has topped $1 trillion in the U.S. That is trillion with a T. Less than 10% of that is private debt, i.e. not through the federal government. Those private lenders have been pressured to work with struggling borrowers to modify the terms. Now, it seems Wells Fargo has heard some of that message. They've launched a loan modification program for some borrowers. Keyword there is some. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
The program will cut interest rates for less than 1% of the bank's student borrowers. In other words, it's tiny. But Wells Fargo's John Rasmussen says 98% of their borrowers are current on their loans.
This program is designed for those situations that were unforeseen,
like a big medical bill or lost job. And he says it's smart business, too. If the bank helps borrowers through a rough patch, they can borrow more down the road.
Then they start forming families and buy cars and start businesses and buying homes and investing. We want to be there all the way through that life cycle.
Kevin Jakes, a professor at Baldwin Wallace College, sees some other reasons, too.
There's good PR to be had from this for them, and it's also a financial decision in the sense that they're hopeful of getting back more of the principal and interest as opposed to having students default on loans.
Jake says he wouldn't be surprised if other banks follow suit. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.